Wir begrüßen jetzt Frau Shreya Jani am Telefon live aus New Delhi, Indien. Frau Jani ist eine von den 1000 Friedensfrauen. Es wird jetzt auf Englisch umgeschaltet. We welcome Mrs. Shreya Jani on the phone live from New Delhi, India. Mrs. Jani is one of the 1000 peace women. Good afternoon from Switzerland, Mrs. Jani.
Good afternoon to all of you too.
How is the weather in New Delhi?
Well, it's still very hot, so we are reeling under the sun and mugginess right now.
Are you ready for the questions?
Sure.
I read you received a Master in Peace Education. What did you have to do to get this special master?
Well, I did my bachelor's in education and I taught for 2 years before I applied to University of Peace for the Master's in Peace Education. And I had also worked a lot with activists before, specifically in the education wing for environment, for land rights, for human rights. So that enabled me to apply for this Master's in Peace Education in University of Peace in Costa Rica. And I got the Master's.
You did much good things for peace. Explain us what else you reached for in your life.
Pardon me, I couldn't get your question.
Explain us what else you reached for in your life.
Well, actually, I feel that peace kind of encompasses the whole of it, because peace is just not the absence of war or fighting for rights, but it's also about self-actualization, about reflecting, about what kind of human being you want to become. It's about understanding how you relate to the world, how you relate to yourself. So my aspiration is to keep taking these baby steps towards peace, which actually you can never achieve because it's a continuum, it's a constant march. But every day you can keep trying to expand the horizon and add a little bit more hope in your life and spread the hope around.
What measures have you taken that worked really well for peace?
Well, I started an organization in 2009, 7 years ago, at the age of 27, for peace education in India. And India is a very, very diverse country. We have 11 recognized religions, over 16 languages that we recognize, and people from different ethnicity. And there's a lot of differences between people, and we're trying to make the impossible diversity work in a democratic manner. So for that, we decided that the best way forward is to empower youth and children and teachers, because we believe that sustainable peace can only be brought through education, because actually peace is a way of life, it's a mentality, and war is also a mentality, and so the culture of war can only be countered by the language and vocabulary of peace, which education, both formal and non-formal, can give. So for that, we started working in Kashmir, which is a conflict zone in India, which is a there's a dispute between who has the right over Kashmir, between India and Pakistan. The people of Kashmir themselves want freedom. And we are also working in Manipur, which is another disputed area where there's a lot of violence and current culture and insurgent groups. And so we wanted to work with the youth and with the teachers and children of these two areas and start looking at what are the ways in which they can look at conflict in a different manner, where they don't feel that violence is the only option to resolve conflict. Because in peace building, we believe that conflict is very, very important. It's how we evolve as human beings. But peace is like an imaginative way of dealing with conflict, while violence is the most unimaginative way of dealing with conflict. So therefore, we kind of do a lot of initiatives with youth groups and with teachers and with children. We work with them through critical thinking, through the arts, through healing workshops, and we try to empower them to have a way in which they can be masters of their own destiny and also be agents of change in their own society.
You're one of the 1000 peace women. How important is peace for you and your country?
Well, peace is really, really important for, I think, everybody, whether it's India or anywhere in the world. And for all of us, I think, I say that it's important that now in this globalized world, we look at humanity as a total, because everything that we do in each pocket impacts the other. And so for India, which is currently struggling a lot with its diversity, with more than 12 states out of the 28 states in India in direct conflict with the actual Union of India through gun and through violent means. You know, it is very, very important that we living in cities or having a privileged lifestyle don't disregard the inequalities, because these inequalities are leading people to pick up violence means to address them. And in India, that is becoming more and more apparent with the clashes that we are seeing. And I feel that women have a very important role to play in the future of how these conflicts will be resolved. And recently in Manipur, there was a violent conflict, and the mothers of all different tribes who were conflicting with each other and rioting with each other came forward to protect minority tribes and stood outside the houses so that nobody would attack them. And that's the power of, I think, women, that they can actually, I think, knock some sense into people and make them stop going for a knee-jerk reaction. And I wish that in India we are able to give spaces to such powerful people like women and youth and children, so that they can actually redefine the vocabulary of the country, which is leaning towards violence right now, and hopefully will work towards peace in the future.
What do you personally do to promote peace in your daily life?
Well, for myself, I like to dance a lot. So I make sure that if I wake up and I put on my favorite song and of the day, and I dance, because I feel that, there has to be a little bit of lightness. The world tends to be so heavy, and, dance makes me feel happy.
We are almost at the end. Now I have one last question. What advice would you give to our Radio Chico auditors?
Well, I would say that the way forward in the world is to actually practice empathy and to understand that if you're privileged, that your life is intertwined with lives of others around you, and that everybody goes through a tough time. Even people with privilege goes through a tough time. So when you're going through a tough time and when you feel down and out, know that the way forward is give hope to someone else. If you give hope to someone else, maybe a little bit of that hope can come to you. So, carry forward the hope within you and know that we are all part of this intricate web of life, and that we are all intertwined and that we all need each other as much.
So thank you for the interview. It was really nice to have you here on the phone in our studio. The Radio Chico team wishes you a happy and peaceful day.
You too. It was great talking to you, and happy International Peace Day, though it was yesterday.
Thank you very much. Now for the end, we will play an Indian peace song. You will hear it now on the radio.
Okay.